Blog Talk Radio.
In pilot jargon, it's called a walk-around. You see them do it before every takeoff of every plane. What you don't see are their qualifications to fly those planes. It takes them years and thousands of hours of experience. And every year, they're schooled and tested. No exceptions. Because when you're a United pilot, you hold a lot more in your hands than just the controls. Come fly the airline that's united the world. Come fly the friendly skies.
Yeah. Tough. Let's go. Rolls Royce truck, that's tough. You see the star when you look up. Bad, and she got blood up. Huncho in the back cooking up. That's tough. 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 But guessing the emeralds that shining together, that's tough. Spaghetti. Letters, they still in the picture, that's tough.
That's tough.
Get to the money, I'm get some with you, that's tough.
Get some with you, that's tough.
Get to the money, I'm get some with you, that's tough.
Get some with you, that's tough.
We tough, you soft. Make a phone call and knock them off. That's 150 at this loss. I can make a play like Randy Moss. Ride a Rolls Royce like a boss. It's a bando, not a house. I can stash the money in the couch. I just get the check and then I'm out. We came up from nothing to something, got millions, we up. Pull up in the lay on the range, the Billy, that's us. That's tough, wrist bust. Don't talk about my pockets, they stuff. You ain't got the money, you bluff. Rock with better than Rihanna, that's tough.
Rolls Royce truck, that's tough. You see the star when you look up. Bad bitch, and she got blood up. Huncho in the back, cooking up. Don't fuck with it, that's your loss. Big back, we'll blow the face off. Money make racks on the day off. Money make racks on the day off. Who want the beef?
Who?
I patty a be packed. Straight out the street. Hey, pat me the stick, pat me the stick. I stand on 2 feet,
two.
I raise my wrist, I raise you a brick.
Brick.
It's Huncho and Rich,
rich.
Not Lilo and Stitch, we can't hit lick.
That's tough, that's tough,
that's tough,
that's tough, that's tough, that's tough, that's tough, that's tough, that's tough, that's tough, that's tough, that's tough, that's tough, that's tough, that's tough, that's tough.
But guessing the emeralds that shining together, that's tough.
Spaghetti,
10 year letters, they still in the picture, that's tough. Get to the money, I'm get some with you, that's tough.
Get some with you, that's tough.
Get to the money, I'm get some with you, that's tough.
Get some with you, that's tough.
A product of Damon Network. This is Trenton Make Show. I'm your host, Ricardo Richard, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, dialing 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. All right. So before I introduce my amazing guest, I want to let everybody know that I have an amazing, amazing web series. It's called Hurt People, Hurt People, Bitter and Broken, this series. If you guys want to check it out on YouTube, you can just type in the subtitle, which is Bitter and Broken Web Series. We have two amazing series. You can also check us out on Facebook, which is Hurt People, Bitter and Broken, this series. Please check it out, you guys. Also, you can follow us on Instagram, Hurt People Series. You can follow me on Facebook, Ricardo Richard, and follow me on Instagram, Ricardo Richard. So R-I-C-A-R-D-O. Richard, Facebook wouldn't let me be great, so it's R-I-C-H-A-R-D. Again, R-I-C-H-A-R-D. I would love for you guys to check out the amazing series. I want to shout out to my whole cast of Hurt People, Bitter and Broken. I love you guys so, so much. So I want to introduce you to somebody that's very, very special to me and so special, you know, to the culture and the city of Trenton or where I come from. This woman is a true inspiration. She's an athlete. She's a woman of God, amazing wife, an amazing friend, an amazing worker, just an amazing person altogether. I got a chance to I met her about maybe 2010. at we were working at the same job. We worked with people with disabilities. And I met her there. It was so funny because when we talk about the story, she'll be like, oh, look at that little boy. She thought actually I was trying to holler at her, but I wasn't. I was just, you know. So it's just funny. Always like we laugh about that. You get what I mean? But we actually turned into best friends. And it's so interesting about my relationship with her because she showed me that you can really actually have love for the opposite sex without any funny business. Like, you know, I truly like value her and I love her as a person. And she's definitely one of my best friends in the whole wide world. I just want to say this before I interview her. She was one of those people, you know, when I was going down, you know, and I lost my best friend, and she knows, I mean, all my business. She was one of those people that prayed for me. She encouraged me and God, you know. And, man, there have been times when we've been passed out on the ground, you feel me? And one time it really touched me, Sacred, when you had told me that you was in church and you was crying. You know what I mean? And you was praying for me, and that really touched me because what you showed me was not just regular love. You showed me God's love. You've always been an example of that, and I just want to tell you, you know, it's something I do for every show. I give people their flowers, so I just wanted to give you your flowers. I wanted to tell you how loved you are and how, you know, you being a part of my life, it makes it so much better. So thank you.
Thank you, Richard. I appreciate the shout out. Thank you so much. Hi, everyone. Like you were saying, I use a box. My name is Sacred Downing. My boxer name was the Diamond Girl. So yeah, I have most of my years of boxing and boxing on the USA team and traveling around the world to a lot of countries, you know, it really made me appreciate the United States. But yeah, just meeting you, and then you was telling me when I first met you, how you told me that you seen my bus.
Yeah.
My picture on it.
Yes. It's so crazy because what's so interesting, you guys, is like I've actually been seeing Diamond stuff all around the city of Trenton. I saw her bus. I mean, she is a big deal. Not was, it is still a big deal. You know, she was, you know, in the Trenton newspaper front cover, you know, so it was very inspiring to see a black girl, you know, just, you know what I mean, just go as hard as you. So I wanted to go into some of my questions, if you don't mind. And I wanted to say, I just love me and you talk. So I love the relationship that you had with your father. You know, and I know that a lot of people talk about girl dad as they reference Kobe and his daughter. But what I love about your relationship with your dad, you said, me and you were talking, you said he taught you so much. He taught you about being a woman. Can you share a little bit about that, like how he taught you how to be a woman?
Well, growing up, first of all, my dad didn't want me to box. My mom was actually the one that asked my dad to, to have me box. He had me in everything else, like soccer. I was playing soccer for a little while, and then my mom was like, you know what, give your daughter a try.
Wow.
And, you know, he was kind of hesitant about it. He was like, oh, I don't think I want my baby girl boxing. And, you know that it is women in the sport, but it's really dominated by men. It used to, but it's more women now. You know, shout out to the females out there that's boxing now. He always was just like, you know what, just be careful. You know, it's a lot of, you know, men in the sport. So, you know, be careful. Make sure you, dress respectful. But know who you are. Know that you're beautiful.
Wow.
You know, but yeah. So, you know, and him going to the gym and, you know, with me and me going to the gym I was going to the gym since I was 5 with my dad.
5?
You know? Yeah. And
wow.
Seeing him train other fighters in Trenton and taking a few to the Olympics.
To the Olympics. Wow.
Yeah, and what else? Seeing a lot of famous boxers, promoters. Emmanuel Stewart, he's a very big promoter back in the day. And just traveling with my dad, and my dad was a family man. You know,
okay.
he always had his kids, always.
That's what's up.
Yeah, so, you know, we always had one of those old camp trucks with the bed up top, because we was always traveling, them station wagons. So he always had a vehicle where he can have his family with him. And we just, yeah, so at 5 years old, I was just traveling with him. And, you know, I always wanted to be a boxer because I could tell how much my dad loved it. You know, and then when I turned 14, he was like, listen, do you really want to take it serious? And I'm like, yes, definitely. So that's when I started getting into it, you know, and working out every day, going to the gym. And actually, I started having more confidence about myself, confidence about my body growing up, because then I started, you know, getting muscles and, you know what I mean, looking, because I always, like, so I seen Angela Bassett on TV one time. So, you know, seeing her playing Stella Got Her Groove Back, you know, What's Love Got to Do, I was like, yo, I'm trying to look like her one day, and I'm young, you know, I'm trying to look like her. So as I was going to the gym and stuff like that and, filling out, getting muscles and stuff, I'm just like, yo, because it was beautiful to see a woman that is, you know, she's female and she's feminine and she looks strong too.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted that as a kid. I'm like, yo, she's feminine and she looks strong too. And then
right.
I'm seeing myself getting that way too. You know, boxing. So my confidence level was growing because I was, you know, a boxer, you know, going to the gym. But yeah, my mom was actually the one that asked my dad, you know, to train me.
Wow. So I got a question. Did you know who Clarissa Shields is?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So I just wanted to know, what's your opinion on her?
Man, that girl can fight.
Okay.
That girl can fight. She ain't no joke, man. She ain't no joke. And she ain't playing no games when she get in the ring. I know my dad was like, you should, you know, when you get in that ring, that's your house. And definitely a dominate the house, you know what I mean? So I respect, you know, all the women that actually step in that ring, you know, to show them that women can do it too. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. How do you think your life would have been different had you not had that experience with your dad, or just your dad not being there for you in that whole process of growing up and boxing? And, like, do you think it would have been different without?
Oh, definitely. My dad was a big key of who I am today, of being a woman, you know, to keep myself. And he always told me, you know, if a man loves you, he'll wait.
Wow.
And it's always, and he told me, he was like, this is your time to focus on you. And he was telling me that at a young age, this is your time to focus on you and what you want to do out of life. He was like, you can always have a boyfriend. You can always, but he was saying to me, focus on you. It's you. Focus on you. You know, it's about you right now. You know, it's always going to be a time for you to run across, you know, for a boyfriend and everything, you know. So he always taught me to take care of myself, and he the one that, you know, my mom was there, you know, she always showed me love and everything, but since my dad was my coach, I was around him, like, all the time.
And, you know, it's so crazy. It's just, it's beautiful because you don't really hear a lot, you know, especially, I don't want to make it a black thing, but I would say minorities, a lot of times growing up in the hood, you know, we are not, but, you know, I could say me and you, I had a father in my life too, and I felt like it made such a difference in my life, and I could hear the same thing with you. You know, even when you said, you know, and me and you were talking about it recently, when you said your dad taught you how to be a woman or maybe helped contribute, I think there's a beauty in there.
Definitely.
You know, it's definitely a beauty in there, and, just to have a father, to have a, you know, to be present. You get what I'm saying? I think it's just such a beautiful thing. And just who you are as a person, it, you know, it speaks volumes to who he was. You get what I'm saying? And who he would, you know. So I think it's just, it's a beauty in that. And I mean, that's amazing, man. Shout out to your dad. You get what I mean? Shout out to him, man. Shout out to him. Can you want to say his name?
His name is James Downing. James Michael Downey, he passed away 2 years ago, you know, but he definitely left a legacy, you know, a lot of people in Trenton. I mean, he was a father to a lot of kids in Trenton.
Wow.
He always volunteered. He always had a program. He always had a building.
Wow. That's what's up.
Like, he always done something for the community, you know. So he, you know, he loved kids. Like, he loved beyond his own kids. You know, he spent time with us, and he loved kids in the city of Trenton. So a lot of people that's in Trenton, the people that know boxing, they know James Downey because he always had a program. I just remember growing up, he always had a building. And it was for the community. You know, they didn't have to pay. They didn't have to pay to come in.
Wow.
And it wasn't even just about just boxing. Like, he'll sit, I just remember growing up, and he'll sit us down in a circle as a team and just talk to us, you know, and ask us what's going on in our life. Ask us, you know, what we're thinking and stuff. Instead of, you know, just punching on the bag and going home, he wanted to know what was going on at home. He wanted to know what a person was thinking and, you know, wanted to motivate kids to think positive.
Yes.
So I think that was a great thing, you know, with, you know, programs today where they, you know, not just give them an activity, but help them to apply it to life and to use it. Even if my dad used to always say it, you may not be a boxing champion, but maybe I can help you to be a champion in life.
Yes.
So, yes. You know, shout out for those people that actually have programs and have the passion to help outside of their own kids.
Absolutely. I just wanted to ask you, if it's a woman out there, maybe a young girl who maybe never had their dad in their life, or maybe they had their dad in their life and the dad was in and out, or woman who got older and their dad is trying to come in their life as an adult, and they having some type of feeling of maybe, oh, you wasn't there, or if you was there, you wasn't there emotionally or mentally, or, you know, or just they're just having a hard time wanting to accept that relationship because they wanted it when they were younger, and now that they're older, they don't know if they can accept it. Or speak to the woman out there who never had a father in their life but always wanted it. Like, what do you say to those people out there?
Wow, that's a deep question. for me even to you know, address that. I mean, I could always go back to, you know, the Bible because, you know, Jesus really helped me out with so much. It's a scripture that says when your father or mother forsake you, that Jesus will lift you up, that he will be there. Just know that there's a greater father, you know, there our creator, you know, love you, and he wants the best for you. He wants, you know, you to know that that you have a purpose.
Yeah.
You know, with my father, you know, he always told me that I was special.
I didn't
need someone to tell me that I love you, because I was hearing it from my dad. I didn't need somebody to tell me that I was beautiful, because my dad always said, man, you are beautiful. He always called me beautiful. So it was a confidence that I had as a kid, because my dad always told me that I was special. My mom always told me that I was special, but something about my dad that I you know what I mean? So when somebody said I was, you know, I had a cute smile, you know, of course I blushed and said thank you, but, you know, I knew that I already had it because of my father. My mother already told me.
Yeah.
But know that you're beautiful, and if someone say that they love you, it's not just words. You know, don't just take the body word, you know, by telling them that. You know, it really takes action. You know, love is patience. Love is, you know, kind, like the Bible said. You know, you really know somebody when they really get upset, and they can't use
right.
"Oh, I was upset" as an excuse. You know, so the women, you know, the young women that's out there, you know, just know that you're special. Know that you're worth the wait, you know, and, you know, find out what you're good at. You know, especially as a kid, like, it's your time to figure out, you know, if you don't like, you know, try something out. If you don't like that anymore, try something else. But, you know, my dad really kept me persistent, you know, in boxing. So Some days I didn't want to go, but he still made me go. And
right.
I'm so glad about it because it really taught me discipline. And now you know how it is, Richard. Me and you, we love to work. You know what I mean? So,
right. We're going to get to the bag at all means. Listen.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah. So we love to work. And my dad taught me that discipline. Like, even when you don't feel like doing something, when it's positive, do it. Continue on doing it until you be the best, until you get better at it. You know, as a kid, yes, you try different things, but still it's important to be consistent on something too, not because, you know, you don't feel like doing it that day. But yeah, that's what I would say.
Wow, that is so, so good. I love it. I just want to say this one thing or whatever before we get to our track. Any mother or father, anybody that's out there that's listening to this amazing interview, you know, from Sacred, Downing, Diamond, whatever you want to call it. I think it's important for any parent that's out there, you know, take the time out to really build that relationship with your child because, you know, people don't understand mothers and fathers, you know, it's kind of like they're like the first people you kind of fall in love with. They're kind of like your guardian angels here on earth. And me and my cousin was talking about it the other day, just how important parenting is. And I just want to encourage anybody that's out there, you know, if you're a mom and you wasn't there for your child or you was there, you worked all the time, you know, just talk to your kids. You know, it goes a long way. Like, baby, how was your day? You get what I'm saying? Because one thing about our generation, you feel me, it was more so like you were seen and you wasn't heard. You get what I mean? So it's just like one thing I told myself when I was talking to my cousin, if God ever blessed me with kids, you know, I'm going to talk to my kids. Like, how you feel, like how they feel matters because everything that's going on with social media, and, you know, you never know what's going on in a child's mind, you know? So I would just say encourage parents out there, please talk to your kids. Talk to them. Talk to them. Talk to them. All right, you guys. So up next is the track. So, yeah, everybody just stay tuned.
If the Lord God has given you another chance, stand on your feet and give him some praise in here. Everybody, come on. Oh, what a change. Oh, yeah. Has come over me. Let all the my life has detoured. Let all the
to yourself. The Lord has given us, delivered me from cocaine. My life is not the same. The outlet has been changed. Yeah, 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 yeah. This world he is now, but I'm still excited.
Wow, that was an amazing, amazing, amazing song. I felt like I wanted to worship a little bit. Sacred, I was feeling it like, oh, okay, it's with the soul, you feel me? It was good. Oh my goodness. So, yeah, we are back, you guys, and back with Sacred. I wanted to also ask Sacred, how important is faith in your life? Like, what does that look like in your life?
That's everything. You know, I can say I got saved when I was, I want to say what, like 21, 22. I mean, I did know the Lord, but honestly, really being saved, like having a relationship with him when I hit my 20s. And having that, the comfort that Jesus have given me through the years, it really helped me be the woman that I am. And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, you're so loving, you're so sweet. And I'm like, nothing but Jesus, because the world can make you bitter. The world can make you angry.
Yeah.
You know, so if it wasn't for Jesus, I don't know if I would be. I know for sure I wouldn't be as sweet as I am. For real. So, you know, faith is definitely everything. You know, Jesus has really done so much for me. He has, you know what I mean, given me a great family. You know, I have a wonderful husband. You know, we have a beautiful home. We're in a beautiful area. And, you know, I got beautiful friends, such as Richard.
Okay.
So, you know, God is definitely, faith is definitely important for me.
Absolutely. You know, what's so crazy is what I love about just how, I guess, unconventional our relationship is, you know, like you said, you being married and us still being best friends. Shout out to Teddy, you feel me?
Yeah.
For understanding, you know, that's just, he's a great dude. You get what I'm saying? And I love the way he love on you and everything like that. I wanted to go a little deeper or whatever, right? Talk about the times where in life sometimes where you have to say no to others that say yes to you or to say yes to God. You know, I remember a couple of years ago, you know, me and you were talking, and I felt like I'm still going through my little Moses-like, or not little, but Elijah experience. Can you talk to me about, like, a time in your life where you felt maybe overbearing, where you felt like you didn't know if boxing was what you wanted, is something that you wanted to do, or maybe you felt like giving up, and how did you overcome that? You know, me and you was talking about a couple of years ago, if we could open up about that, about the situation with you being in the hospital, and just how, you know, you just self-reflect, and ever since that, it's just like you've been going hard ever since. So
well,
can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I would say, you know, I don't know. I think it was the time when, you know, I wanted to, I felt like, should I continue on boxing or should I do something else? You know, because, you know, a lot of people's like, oh, you know, you know, keep on boxing. And that's fine. You know, they've seen the greatness, you know, the great achievements that I did in the ring. And,
yeah.
You know, I know they wanted me to continue on. But, you know, as I got older, I really was just like, you know, I didn't know for sure if I really still wanted to do it. But when I actually completely stopped, meaning that I stopped boxing, I stopped going to the gym, and I just started, you know, just working, I was missing the void of, you know, boxing. I didn't know it. I just, you know, I really, you know, had to pray about it.
Yeah.
And, yes, I was stressed about it. But I always, you know, when I prayed about it, I always did wanted to do fitness. And at the time, I wasn't in the gym at all. I wanted to do fitness. I wanted to be a coach. And then that's when I started, you know, getting my certification. And God really helped me with that of, you know, trying to figure out what I wanted to do next. Because after boxing, you know, I'm getting older. I think I was probably like in my 30s. I was probably like 30, 31. No, I want to say like 20, probably like 29 going in 30. And I wanted to figure out, you know, what is the next thing that I was going to do? And that was it, me getting my certification. I started working at a gym, and I loved it. You know, it was still being connected in the boxing realm, but me not actually, you know, fighting. And I started just really, I knew that this was something that I can do for a very long time. And just helping people reaching their goals, fitness goals, encouraging people to reach their fitness goals. And I love doing group classes where, you know, you got the music banging in the gym, and then you got people, you know, jumping around, punching the bag. Like, I love what I do now. I love it.
Definitely.
You know, I realized that, you know, especially, I know any fighter, you know, when they love boxing, they can't get away from it. And it's hard.
Yeah.
And it's just a part of you, and it's not something that, so I'm glad that I'm still involved in it. You know, I still work with some fighters, you know,
okay.
Every now and then, but my passion is really, you know, fitness and coaching people how to box and teaching people how to box. So it's like I'm, you know, even though I'm not fighting, but I'm still a part of that world, that boxing world, you know, so I'm happy about what I'm doing today.
Wow, that's what's up. All right. Caller one, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Jerry Petito. How are you, sweetie?
Hi, Jerry.
Hello. So I want to say hi to your guest. Hi, sweetheart.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Okay, good. I was hoping to have a little surprise for you tonight, but he goes to sleep a little early. Do you know who Chuck Wepner is?
Yes, I have heard that name before.
Okay, so he was the Bayonne Bleeder, and the Rocky movies were inspired by him, and he was
okay.
The one who knocked down Muhammad Ali and stayed almost a full fight except
yeah,
for like seconds.
Yeah.
Okay. So I interviewed him, and he's wonderful, and he says hello, and I was hoping I could get him on
okay.
tonight just to say hi to you. But he's in his 80s now, and, he, you know, he's
wow.
awesome now. But yeah, so he knows about you.
Yes, that's awesome. That is awesome. Thank you so much.
Yes, yes. So you're beautiful, by the way, and you're a fighter, huh?
Thank
I bet
you
could kick this guy's butt.
Yeah,
Ricardo, right?
That is funny.
So I just wanted to say, you know, I love you, man. And again, kudos to you, too, you guys. You're beautiful. All right, sweetheart.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you calling in.
All right, Secret. Track next by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey, Brother O. Stay tuned, everybody.
don't call me, I need you done.
All right, caller two, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, everyone. It's Genesis Amaris Kemp. I'm calling in from Houston, Texas. I just wanted to tell Sacred and you, Richard, incredible show. I've just been listening in. I also want to tell Sacred congratulations for all her accomplishments and et cetera.
Oh, thank you.
My pleasure. Just hearing your story on how you got involved in boxing, how you didn't give up, and now how you know what you're passionate about and what your purpose is for your life and how you are paving the way for future generations to come.
Wow,
and it's
that's
incredible.
Cool. Thank you so
yeah.
much.
My pleasure. Woo-hoo, thank you.
Texas.
Yes, Houston, Texas in the building.
Yes,
yes.
Texas. Thank you
so
much.
What part of Texas?
Houston.
Houston, okay, cool. That's awesome.
Wow, thank
you
so
much for calling.
My pleasure. Y'all keep on shining and, you know, making an impact.
Thank you.
Will do. Thank you.
Wow, that was amazing.
Yeah.
So you got a chance to talk a little bit about the personal training. What I love about either that and Sacred is sometimes how our minds, right, we got these things and sometimes of what we think we're going to be, right? And we have these goals like, okay, I'm going to do this, and this is how I'm going to look, and this is how I think my life is going to be. And then God intervenes, you get what I'm saying? And takes us, you know, on a different path that sometimes we don't think that we're going to do. And I thought that is a beauty in that. Like, talk to people out there that might feel like, all right, all their life they wanted to be a football player. Now their leg messed up and they can't do it. Like, let them know that it is always second chances out there. Like, you know what I mean? It's always life after.
Oh, yeah. I mean, God has gifted us with plenty of gifts, you know, plenty of talents, you know. Not saying that they can't do it, you know, keep pushing, keep working hard. But God has given us more than one talent, you know. You know, being on the USA team and going to these, you know, going to different countries and, you know, being on the USA team for about 6 years and, you know, having 11 national titles is a great accomplishment, you know, that God has given me. But, you know, now I'm moving into, you know, I'm 35. I'm going to be 36 this year. And, you know, I know, you know, Roy Jones and was it Mike Tyson? They was in the ring and, you know, they up there in age. They still doing their thing. But, you know, in Holyfield too, you know, they're in there and they still, you know, working out and stuff. But, yeah, like I really see myself doing, you know, the fitness instructor for a very, very long time because I really enjoy, you know, making people happy. And I know how it is, you know, it's hard to get to the gym, you know, but, you know, every athlete needs a coach. You know, so everyone needs, you know, that motivation and say, come on, let's go to the gym. Or listen, I ain't see you in a week. Where you been at? You know, needing that accountability partner to say, come on, you know, come into the gym. And I love it. Like, I love it. When I go home, I really am happy about the job that I do, you know, and I really see myself doing that for a very long time.
Wow.
Yep. And it's crazy because I didn't really get into it. You know, I used to train. You know, when I was fighting, I did train other people. But when I stopped boxing, that's when I really got into being a fitness instructor.
Okay.
You know, because I know I have to be their energy because I know how it is. Listen, if you come in the gym, you know, I'm going to be the one that give you that energy to, you know, I'm glad you're here or I'm happy that you came in.
Right. Hey, you know what's so crazy? Like, what you're saying is so, it's so important. You know, like, I'm always like, yo, mentally, I want to be healthy physically. But when you think about being physically healthy, like, it all kind of connects with the other parts of your life. You get what I mean? Like some people, them working out, it helps with the physical. I mean, it helps with the physical and it helps with the mental.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? So talk to me about those people who might not come in. Maybe they might be overweight. Maybe somebody had a little bit of baby fat. You get what I'm saying?
You know how it is. You know how I worked you out one time.
Listen, she worked me out. Anybody out there listening, she worked me out. I thought I just seen the white light. You get what I'm saying? This girl that worked me out, I almost passed out. Like, I'm like, Lord, forgive me. Like, I thought it was over for me.
It was a hot day and we was outside.
Right, and I ain't never worked out with her since. I'm like, you ain't about to kill me. I ain't got to kill
her. That is funny.
That little bit of life insurance money I got.
Listen, next time you work out, me going to be in the gym.
I was like, hold up. Like, I swear I started seeing the light. I was like, oh, no, it was just too much. Like,
that wasn't your last time you worked out with me.
It was the last time. So tell me about those people that's just like, just coming in or whatever. They just like, yo, I just really, you know, they really want to get maybe to that body type. And they're down mentally. They're gone, but they're trying to show up. Like, take me on the road to that.
I tell everyone, you got to start somewhere. You know, the great thing is that, you know, you have that thought, but just making that first step of even just getting into the gym, you know what I mean? You know, you want to work out at least about 3 times a week.
What?
You know, even if you're going for a walk, take a walk, you know what I mean? You got to do some type of activity.
Okay.
You know, some people is scared, that's why I do personal training as well, because some people don't feel comfortable with doing, you know, a group, you know what I mean, a group fitness class. So we do have, so I do personal training as well. But, you know, summer is coming up, you know, just take a walk. If you even want to start by just taking that walk, but you do need someone there to motivate. Because a lot of time I hear people saying, I do want to work out, but I lack the motivation.
Got you.
And that's fine. That's okay. And I tell everybody, even top athletes need coaches to say, come on, let's go. Get up. Let's do it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's just like that. It's just the motivation. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? You need someone to say, come on, let's go. Let's do it. You can do it. You know, and that's, you know, just, it's just, listen, take one day at a time, and you got to start somewhere. It's always tough in the beginning. But the fact that you're working on it now and you make the step to get into that gym now, you should, you know, a person should be proud of themselves. Even if they step that one day in the gym and say, okay. And even if you got to put up a calendar, put a counter up on your refrigerator and just mark it, or even like write down your goals. Richard, I know you know about that, Richard, you know, writing down your goals and, you know, showing, you know, let, you know, write it out plain, put it up on your refrigerator and say, listen, I want to do this week. This is what I want to do, you know? And when you reach that goal, you know, reward yourself, you know, with a cheat meal every now and then. Not a cheat day, but a cheat meal, right?
A cheat meal, yes. All right, hold on for 1 second. Second, up next is our track. So everybody, please.
About the first time I saw you, baby. Yeah. Well, fell in love so fast. Anyone could tell this kind of love has got to last. I tell you, baby, thank you. I wanna tie you, baby. Thank you. Yeah. I wanna tie you, baby. I got to thank you for being mine, 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 mine. Oh, you're mine. Remembering. How I wish that you were mine. You know what I did? Had a little talk with the man upstairs. I said, Lord, won't you please make a mine? Baby. Oh, thank you. I wanna tie you, baby. Thank you. I wanna tie you, baby. Thank you for being mine.
And we're back. And that song was from the legendary John Tatar Watson, I believe. All right, Sacred, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right, so I wanted to know, what do you contribute to your success? Or what does success look like for you now?
I would say just being happy. You know,
okay.
What I mean, you know, I mean, I'll be lying if I say, you know, you gotta definitely have some money. Gotta have some money, definitely. But you know, it's not all about money. You know what I mean? But really having peace within, you know, my relationship with God really helps me to have peace. But I would say, you know, happiness definitely has to do with just being honest with myself, being true to myself, knowing that I'm, you know, not afraid to be who I am, where I don't have to sneak around and lie and stuff. I can just be totally honest and just say, this is who I am, you know. So, yeah, I would say that that's what success means to me, and just really just having peace. You know, of course I need some more money. I ain't lying. I need some more money. But, you know, but I still have peace, even though I don't have, you know, I think I do pretty well, but still, I mean, you can't have enough. But, you know, really having true peace, and it does not have to do with, you know, finances.
Yes, because peace, you can't buy peace.
No, you definitely can't. But, you know, it'd be nice to go on a trip every now and then.
Absolutely. Now, caller number three, who are you and where are you calling from?
This is Ambassador Waudette Mentuhotep L of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I'm really enjoying the show tonight. And it's wonderful to actually experience the guest speaking because the information that was provided would remind us of how the importance of a man and a woman in a child's life to produce and a person who's efficient at being able to reach out to people socially through their passion. And it's a great revelation of that should definitely be taken to deep importance for everyone.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you for calling in. That's cool. I really like how you said that.
Thank you. I'm enjoying the show tonight as well, and also with how you use your profession to coach people, as far as in regards to who he enterprises, who he stands for, the creative force of will, and it's really great how you use your creative force to be able to use it for to impact people positively as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Wow, that's amazing. Wow, that's so cool. Thank you so much.
He broke it down, didn't he? He broke it down, didn't he, Richard?
Are you smarter than a fifth grader? No. Sacred, how would your life be different if you never boxed, if you never trained?
It's a part of me. Like I said, when I got out the wound, I seen boxing because my dad was a boxer. He boxed in the army, so that was way before me. So that was a part of my life. You know, that's all I seen my dad do. So I mean, I could say, you know, it was in my blood. You know what I mean? Because I've been around it all my life. So yeah, you know, boxing is me.
Yes, I love that. I love it. It's like a part of your DNA, right?
Yeah, I'm telling you. I think I was boxing in a wound. I tell my mom all the time, I think I was shadow boxing when I was in her city. Let me out of here so I can box.
You are so funny. All right, you guys, up next is another track. So please stay tuned.
Ooh. working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Niggas swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going nuts. Niggas caught me slipping once, okay, so what? Someone hit your block up, I'd tell you if it was us. Man, a house in Rosewood, this shit too plush. Say my day's a number, but I keep waking up. Know you see my text, baby, please say something. Wine by the glass, your man a cheapskate, huh? Niggas gotta move on my release day, huh? Bitch, this is fame, not clout. I don't even know what that's about, watch your mouth. Baby, got an ego twice the size of the crib. I can never tell a shit, it is what it is. Said what I had to and did what I did. Never turn my back on FBG, God forbid. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist, doing front flips. Giving you my number, but don't hit me on no dumb shit. Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Niggas swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going nuts. Niggas caught me slipping once, okay, so what? Someone hit your block up, I'd tell you if it was us. Man, a house in Rosewood, this shit too plush.
It's cool, man. Got red bottles on. Life is good. You know what I mean?
$100,000 for the cheapest ring on a nigga finger, little bitch. Ooh. I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain, automata, bitch. Ooh. Dropped $3 on the rain, called it Bentley truck, little bitch. Ooh. I was in the trap serving cocaine, they ain't been the same since. Ooh. Granted, she was standing right there while I catch a play on the brick. Ooh. I made them little niggas go haywire, Taliban in this bitch. Ooh. I done been down bad in them trenches, had to ride with that stick. Ooh. Who gave you pills, who gave that dust, Pluto Central and lick. Ooh. Too many convicts, they enrolled me to play in this shit. Ooh, round about nonsense, get old, so I'ma spread in this bitch. Ooh, they had the counter light, lighting it up, nigga, anybody can get it. Ooh, I'm on a PJ, lighting it up, backwood full of sticky. Ooh, I'm tryna tote that Drake or London, and if it's extended. Ooh, they gotta stretch a nigga, how we gon' die for this shit. Ooh, yeah, I ride for my niggas, I lie to my bitch. Ooh, we some poor, high class niggas, made it, we rich. Yeah, I was at the band, though, got a penthouse for a closet. Ooh, it's like a shando, live on my neck, my wrist. Ooh, I got pink toes that talk different languages. Ooh, got promethazine in my blood and Percocet. $100,000 for the cheapest ring on a nigga finger, little bitch. Ooh, I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain, automata, bitch. Ooh, dropped $3 on the rain, call it Bentley truck, little bitch. Ooh, I was in the trap serving cocaine, they ain't been the same since. That's by the time I call on Serena, I go tremendo for new fettuccine. All fat though, claret the pinky, all fat though, we order the Fiji. I'm in the loop with the voo, I'm in the loop with the woo. Which one you working? I put your face to the news, I put the puss on the shirt. After I murdered it, make me go shoot up the hearse. Cost me a quarter bird, nigga's birthday and you a maniac, a fucking alien. How you spurred and got that kitty cat, I'm having fun with that, going Birkin. $100,000 for the cheapest ring on a nigga finger, little bitch. Ooh. I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain, automata, bitch. Ooh. Dropped $3 on the rain, cause it's been the truck, little bitch. Ooh. I was in the trap serving cocaine, they ain't been the same since. $100,000 for the cheapest ring on a nigga finger, little bitch. $100,000 for the cheapest ring on a nigga finger, little bitch. Yeah. $100,000 for the cheapest ring on a nigga finger, little bitch. $100,000 for the cheapest ring on a nigga.
All right, you guys, we got a caller for who are you and where are you calling from?
Now, that caller actually dropped off the air, so I got a question for the wonderful boxer, pugilist, Miss Sacred Downing. First of all, when's your birthday?
June 26th.
Now, of course, she's a fighting champion because she's a Cancer like I am. You're not beating us at anything that you do on a constant basis. So, of course, you know, I can see that. So, you know, I'm going to ask you a question. What was your most grueling match, you know?
Oh, that's a good question. When the minute you were saying that question, asking me that question, I thought of when I turned 17. And when at the US 18, when you turn 17, that means that you're open class, meaning that you fight anyone between 17 and 34.
All right, now.
So when I turned, yeah, so when I turned 17, I was fighting this lady that already been on a team for some time, and she was 34 at the time. and I'm 17. So I was nervous. I'm like, I'm about to fight this woman in this ring. So yeah, it was tough. It could have went. I lost that fight. It could have went either or. I think that was probably my toughest body shot. I could say she hit me. She hit me one time. I was like, ooh, yeah, I felt that one. But yeah, I lost the fight. But it could have went either way. But I was 17. I just, you know, went open class. I was nervous. I made it to the finals. But I would say that mentally, you know, I was definitely, you know, I was gonna go in there, give her a fight, you know, have fun in there. You know, I had her running in the ropes. So, we was banging. It was a good fight, I would say.
It was, you know, it's funny that you said it, because, you know, I used to box, you know, amateurly, and fought for the California Golden Gloves. You know, a lot of people don't even know that.
Oh, wow.
About me. However, a lot of times, you know, we talk about this insidious, I don't even think it should happen. Leila Ali did a lot for women's boxing. But I'm trying to tell you, she should never, ever, 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 ever think about fighting Carissa Shields in her wildest imagination and dreams. Carissa, you know, to me, I feel she will trash an old woman. Okay, what's your opinion on, you know, Layla saying the things she's been saying, and Carissa said, "Look, stay home, raise your children. I'm gonna knock your teeth out your mouth." And guess what?
Oh,
she
man.
She said, "You are not your dad." I'm gonna leave on that note. Go back to your interview answer my question.
That is so funny. I mean, both of them are great, great fighters. You know, the time when Layla Ali was fighting, you know, it was a time that women, you know, needed her. You know, but that was, you know, that time. You know, she's still a great woman, and like Clarissa Shields right now, she's great. You know, she's a top. She's at the top right now, you know, and we need that. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to say one is better than the other. I think at the time we needed Layla, and at this time we need Clarissa Shields.
No, don't dance around that, you know, in on canvas between ropes. I asked you a question. I think, you know, Layla Ali should stay where she is. Okay, so it's not your time.
Yeah, no, definitely. Exactly. You know, that was some time when she was in the ring. It was a little, you know, that was a little wow, and I appreciate 20, it.
24 to 44. If you're looking at a person that's not even in her prime yet, knocking people out, and look at an old lady, that should really just, you know, stay and raise your kids and. Her, shout out to her and my man Conway, good friend of mine.
She made a mark though. Layla Ali made a mark. Listen, she already made her mark.
Yes.
She don't need to go back in there.
That's like. I'm gonna give you a good example, right? That's like Deontay Wilder fighting Mike Tyson. It wouldn't be a good look for Mike. And I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's what it's all about. So I'm glad that a lot of that hoopla just went in the wind. Layla's home. Let Carissa, you know, be Carissa and be the undisputed champion of the IBF, WBC, and WBA. You know, I'm talking about this woman carries three belts like she's Mike Tyson. And now back to Ricardo Rashad.
He is funny.
Yes, wow. Boxing, I mean, it's a lot. I didn't realize how much it was, and I didn't realize how so much of your life that I really didn't know. So I feel like even doing this interview with you tonight, it's just, you know, as close as we are, I'm just like, wow, I'm learning new things about you and just, you know, your commitment and just like who you are. And just like
I
said,
you can always, you know, Rich, you can always come to the gym and get in the ring. You know that, right?
Listen, I mean, I got a little bit in me, you know, I had to, you know, all my life I had to fight, you know, I had to fight a little bit in the street, you know, when I was a little bit young.
Oh, my God.
But get in the ring, huh? That is so funny. So funny. what do you see yourself as far as like with your brand and everything like that? Like, how do you feel about that? No, I think we might have lost.
I hope you didn't lose, sir. It was really getting good. I mean,
oh,
wow.
I thought I lost you for a second.
Okay, thank God.
Like, oh.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I thought I lost you. Can I say, how do you feel about, you know, every morning, you know, people that don't know out there, I teach kids. So every morning I tell them, we count to three and we hug ourselves and we tell ourselves that we love ourselves. How proud are you of the person that you've become?
Oh, I'm very proud of, you know, when I look in the mirror and, you know, really think about all the things I've been through and still, you know, is, you know, a kind person. I'm still motivated, you know, and I'm beautiful mentally and physically, you know, and I really am. God is good, you know. All glory be to, you know, Jesus Christ, because if it wasn't for him, I know that I wouldn't be, proud of who I am today.
That's
so, yes, I mean, you know, life is hard.
It is.
It's hard. And you need help. You know, we wasn't created to do it on our own. So, you know, just all me and our friendship, you know, we've been through a lot, you know, and the fact that, you know, we were there for each other and saying, come on now, come on, let's pray together. Come on,
right.
You know you can go through this. Come on, you know what I mean? So it's you need somebody. You need somebody. And, you know, it's just that we have to be smart of who we let in our inner circle.
Absolutely.
You know, so we need someone there that knows the Lord, or, you know, is somebody that is positive and saying, come on, you could do it. Come on, let's pray together. Come on, don't let, you know, whatever you're facing defeat you. You know, so, you know, I'm proud of myself, and I'm proud of the choices that, you know, that I made, and,
yeah.
You know, and, you know, knowing that, you know, the mistakes that I have been through, Jesus was able to, you know, carry me through those mistakes, and I'm able to, you know, learn from them and be stronger from,
right.
You know, the mistakes that I made. But I'm really am proud of myself. God has done a beautiful thing in me. That's what I could say.
That's what's up. What do you tell, like, what would you say to somebody that's out there, a little sinker or a little diamond out there that really wants to box? Like, what kind of advice would you give
them? Man, that's just to know that they're special and know that, you know, God loves them and God wants the best for them, and try your best. You know, don't give up. You know, put yourself first. And there's nothing selfish about that. You know, putting yourself first, you know, loving yourself. Because if you don't love yourself, how can someone else, you know, love you? You got to love you first. You know, so, yeah, just to know that, you know, you are needed. The world needs you. You know, God has brought you here.
Oh, I love that part. I love that part. The world needs you. It is so, I don't mean to cut you off, Sacred.
No,
but I love that part. Like, the world needs you, because I realize that, again, I say this all the time on this radio show, we are all connected. And if I don't do whatever it is that I need to do, then you can't do what you need to do. So it's just like kind of like a big puzzle. You know, everybody has that piece of the puzzle.
Yep.
But when we come together, we stay connected. And I love what you said, even with working out, how you need that person, you know what I mean, that person to motivate you, that innovator, you know. And that's how it is, I think, just across the life period, that a lot of times in life we need somebody else that's going to help us, you feel me, in our time of need. So it's just important to be connected to the right people. So, yes, the world needs you. The world needs your gift. You know, we needed, you know, we needed Tyler Perry when he was doing his stuff out. We need everybody so people can look up and be inspired by those people, you know. So the world needs you. I love that. I love that. Caller 4, who are you and where are you calling from?
Caller?
Yes,
okay.
I'm the only begotten son of a Vietnam veteran. And and a bare knuckle prize fighter who's been translated since 2009. I always enjoy Mr. Rashad. Your show just keep getting amazing. Your special guest is amazing. I just want to say thank you so much for sharing some of your life story and looking forward to learning more about you, okay?
Now, watch your mouth, Hall of Famer. You know, this is the 2020 Sacred Downing, the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee all around the world, Mr. Huni Bakatun, the master sound therapist. And watch your mouth, Huni. You got two cancers on here. You know what I mean? We give you a battle for your life. I mean, this girl right here, when she told me she was born in the latter part of June, I already knew. You know what I mean? You took a punch, you know. Let me share my story while the Hall of Famer's on, as well as Ricardo Rashad has done a great job tonight, and them going to Ngozi time. First of all, I'm so proud of what Sacred does on a constant basis of being a mentor. And that's what cancers are. We're mentors. And, of course, you hear my dogs in the background. You know, I'm in the studio, and they're acting crazy, but that's okay. God bless them, everyone. Two dogs, you know, a pit bull and a chihuahua. Figure that out. Okay. Now, when you're in the ring like I was with the California Golden Gloves, I used to love seeing my own blood, tasting it in my mouth. And it gave me the opportunity, if I could taste my blood, I can win this fight. You got to know when you got hit and understand you got to overcome those type of obstacles. That's what it's all about, overcoming the things in your life. You know what I mean? Win, lose, or draw, what is life to you? And you said tonight very, very eloquently that I want to help people and change people. You know, you don't have to be in this doldrum. Come on, let's get out. Let's go to work. Let's get this thing together. And for 8.5 years, I've been doing that on this network, never missing a night. Right, Huni Bakatun? Never missing a night. Producing the show.
That's right.
See, you know, this is our 2,807th episode of Oni Dynasty.
Wow.
This February 4th, 2013, 10 years after my mother translated into a better life, or like J.P. Key saying to you guys, in that new life. Now, let me tell you something, you know, before the show, Sacred, you know, I had a whole soundtrack. And I asked, I said, listen, Rick, you know, can I trap tonight? He said, oh, yeah, man, we can do it. Then I'm listening, oh, man, we were slayed in the spirit. Oh, God. I said, oh, my God. So I'm going to change the whole soundtrack tonight to a certain extent. Okay. You know, add little things in, you know what I mean? But, you know, I'm sorry, Sacred. No, I'm not sorry. I had to play that Life Is Good, because that's one of my favorite songs, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I get something new for the chini. You know, I had to do, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's one of my favorite songs. So, yeah, I played it so good, I love it. You know what I mean? All the folks out there that are Christian, you know you bopped to that. But on that note, I want to thank all the folks that support us on a constant basis. Sacred, you're a cancer. There's nothing more I can say to you, but, you know what I mean, you're the greatest anyway. You know, you're the number one song. I love the fact that, you know, you understood when enough was enough. When you say, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore. And I came to that realization before I went to the service, like, I don't want to do this anymore, you know. And I'm going to share something with you guys that I've never shared on the radio. Huni Bakatun knows this story. In the amateurs, you know, even though I won my last fight, the elimination round of the California Golden Gloves. Three rounds. Minimum days, Sacred? Three rounds.
Yeah.
And I swear to God that the man had plaster of Paris in his gloves, Ricky. I never been hit since that day at age 17, like she said, that hard in my life. And I still have a small gash over my eyebrow to this day from that fight.
Oh, my
and
God.
And I said, you know what? I'm going to die in this ring. I'm going to die tonight. I'm not going to let him beat me. And uppercut, body blow, I cracked his rib. He still continued to fight. And that third round, I kept hitting on his right side of his body, Sacred, to the point where, you know, he started screaming like a baby. I said, I got him, you know, and hit him in the rib, go back, you know, right cross, bang, you know what I mean, dip, go over to the other side of his body. I hit him in the back. in the middle of his back. That's how much I was moving around in the ring. And then I heard the bell ring. And my eye was totally closed. And I wanted to fight.
Wow.
And my eye was closed for 2 weeks, Ricky. My mother looked at me on the fourth day of my convalescence. And she said, don't fight no more. She pointed me, don't get back in that ring. I was like, what? You know how that ego is, what? She said, don't get back in that ring again. You hear what I said? My mom told me, and I never got back in the ring again. You know, because she saw in hindsight what it would do to me. Right now, I could be shaking, you know, not being able to articulate. You know, with my wonderful verbiage that I've always given to you guys across the world, I wouldn't be able to be, I'd be Tommy Hearns right now. You know, thank you so much, thank you. I'll be talking like that. And we don't want that. You know, I got to be a CEO. So that's what the great trade does. That's what the sweet science does. Sometimes you end up like Sugar Ray Leonard, and sometimes you end up like Joe Frazier. Hootie Bakatoon, any last thoughts or comments after what I just said? Because I love boxing more than I love basketball.
Wow. Yes, sir. I want to say thank you. Thank you for being smart enough, like our producer, class of 2021 nominated producer, have said to you, because it's sad. I've seen a lot of people, especially in the old school, wasn't smart enough to get out while before they actually got beat to the point where, you know, they have to live. I mean, what's the point of making all that money and you're dealing with some of the most, you know? So I definitely take a bow that you were smart enough to get out, but you were still at a...
And my mom, the same person that brought you to this network was the same person that told me to get out. You know what I mean? You know, a lot of times, Ricky and Sacred, you know, the story of Hootie Bakatoon coming to O&E Dynasty, and I, you know, the only time in my life I got up where my whole bed was full of sweat, 4:30 in the morning, and my mother talked to me in spirit and said, grab Hootie Bakatoon and tell him to spare not, to tell him to tell the truth, whether they like it or not. Right, Hootie? And it was one of the greatest things that it could ever happen to me with him. And I appreciate that.
Right.
And I love you very, very much.
Love your mom. Love your mom. I definitely wouldn't be as far as where I'm at now. Taking my opening night from 77,000 with the assistance of such a great, great other show host here at O&E Dynasty, and now we're well over 7 million. So that says a lot, right?
You better believe it. And on that note, thank you. Hall of Famer for the class of 2020.
Wow.
And two-time, you know, host of the year, the Anna Wydell Award winner, Hootie Bakatoon. And, of course, tonight, we want to thank Sacred Downing to come on this program tonight. I want to thank the prowess of Ricardo Rashad and what he does for us on a constant basis. You know, on a particular Monday, 4 weeks in between, right here, on these O&E stations. And, of course, you know, tomorrow night, you heard the person that will be on, Mr. Ambassador Wajet Mental Hotep L and A&M University. He deals with agriculture and mechanics. He is a professor. And not only that, he's still a life student to help young people realize their dream in trade. That's tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern. How about that? Daylight time on these O&E stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising to O&E, which is Olodelli and Ghost Enterprise. Reaches, of course, at www.thelookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Ghosty Primetime, one at Damon.com. We're in Ghosty Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Olodelli and Ghosty at Paris and Google Plus. Olodelli and Malay, we go to Facebook, as well as our business page, Trenton Makes, as well as the historic, determined, and motivated Online Now Network established 2016. One of our buy networks. And any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight, olodelli@gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, and also the 2021 International Internet Radio Producing Nominee. How about that? Olodelli Malay Ngozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. Let us win. Let us have a commitment to excellence. And for the next 2 minutes of our program, the outstanding Ricardo Shura.
All right, you guys. So, Sacred, I just want to thank you again. You have been such a joy, such a pleasure. Do you want to let them know where they can find you, like your social media platforms? And then I'll tell them again my social media platforms. Do you want to tell them?
Yes, on Facebook. They're going to message me. It's Diamond Downing, Diamond Downing on Facebook. If you're looking for a personal trainer as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And listen, I can't handle it, but she definitely was.
Next time
she is really the truth, y'all. She the truth. I was about to pass out. It was just too much. I was like, oh no, I'm never working out with her again. But nah, she did an amazing job. She's an amazing trainer. Thank you guys so much. I just want to let everybody know out there, you know, whenever I get a chance to do this platform, you know, I feel so honored, so blessed, so grateful. I'm just a vessel. I'm just from a boy from the city of Trenton, just want to be used by God. I want everybody to check out my series. Again, please, please check it out. It means so much to me. For people that don't know, one of my best friends passed away almost a couple of days. It'll be 6 years, his 6-year anniversary. So I just want to let everybody know, you know, I've only had a couple of best friends. I want to name them real quick because I think I got maybe like 30 seconds. CJ was one of my best friends. Sacred Downing, Daquan Anderson, Yaki. I had another friend named Diamond. And then my best friend, Corinda, who suffers from lupus. Her story was last. So I've only had 6 friends, best friends. And I want to tell everybody out there, you know, to me, my friends are like my chosen family. You know, take care of your friends. If you got beef, listen, forgive. You know, and forgive and move forward. So, again, check out my series, Hurt People, Hurt People, Bitter and Broken web series on YouTube. Check us out on Facebook, Hurt People, Bitter and Broken. Check us out on Instagram, Hurt People series. Again, you can check me out on Facebook, Ricardo Richard. Instagram, Ricardo Richard. You got one life to live, so live it to the fullest. And I love you guys, and I hope everybody stay tuned. And good night.
Good night.